Scripture today comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 46b through 56. This is Mary's song of praise. Mary's magnificent. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will be called blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. And He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, according to the promise He has made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. And Mary remained there with her cousin Elizabeth for about 3 months, and then she returned to her home. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank You this day for Your word. We thank You, Lord, for who You are in our lives. We ask now, Lord, in the time that is at hand, that You just open up our hearts and our minds to listen, not only with our hearts and our ears, but with our spirit, to listen to what it is You have for us this day, to listen to the words of Your servant, Mary, to listen, Lord, to all that You have given and done and been for all of us. That You came into the world in such a way that draws us all close to You. Be with us now, for it's in Your name I pray. Amen.